Saturday, I went and worked at day job.
Did you see A Star Is Born?
Did I see A Star Is Born?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop playing this.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to start crying.
Oh, my God. Did I see A Star Is Born?
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, God.
So good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, what a great movie.
Woo. So good, yeah.
Are you happy in this
I cried like a bitch.
Me too. I am a bitch.
So like a horrible, horrible little bitch. And I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Is there something else you said?
By the way, Bradley Cooper's winning the Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
I think Gaga will too.
They'll both get nominated. Yeah. She will not win.
What?
She will be nominated. She did a phenomenal job.
You don't think she's going to win? Why not?
I don't think her first big acting role is going to get her an Oscar.
Why not?
I don't know.
She did a phenomenal job.
She was awesome.
So natural.
No, she was great.
Yeah, she was great.
But Bradley Cooper was flawless. He was unbelievable. I mean, you felt this character. Like, it was, you felt his pain. You felt sorry for him from the beginning of it. He was a damaged man.
Yeah. Played it excellently. Just how he seemed so, he had so much baggage and like hurt and pain,
yes.
And he wouldn't really ever really express it.
But he wasn't like,
you know?
He wasn't one of these douchebag drunks to beat people and stuff. He was so sweet when he was not catatonic.
Yeah.
I love this movie so much.
It's my
God
favorite one.
Damn. This song, though, when she first goes on stage at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So epic, man. I mean, I love this movie from beginning to end.
Yeah, there was not really a lull. There wasn't really a...
So good.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Gaga's good.
My favorite part were the concert scenes.
Yes.
When you would hear the... roll of the cheers.
We went to GDX in Riverview,
so
which is such a beautiful, beautiful theater. It was awesome.
Yeah. Right at the end, I'm not going to give anything away.
No.
But there's a moment of silence right at the end, and you could hear the entire audience sobbing.
Yes.
We were collectively sobbing.
Yes.
It like ends on like a note.
Yeah. Oh.
And then it's just quiet, and you just hear the sobs of the audience. Everyone just started applauding.
I know. Whoever directed this movie, Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper,
he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did such a good job.
I couldn't hear I couldn't see the credits because of the tears.
It's so funny. I was at the day job the day at the beautiful One Eye Jack's Poker Room, Sarasota Kennel Club, and this song was in my head. And one of my best buddies, it's one of the managers there that I've known for 20-something years. We actually graduated poker school together 20 years ago. But he's walking by my table, and this song is just playing in the loop in my head. And I go, damn, man. I go, I saw a movie over the weekend, and I can't stop singing this song. And he goes, Shallows. And I'm like, shut up! Yeah, he was doing the same thing.
I heard it, not to say that they're not necessarily our competitors, but I heard it on 933.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was just a song that they played, like after Selena Gomez.
I'm surprised Hot hasn't made like a hip-hop remix of it yet.
Oh, it'll happen.
Can someone auto-tune this, please?
It's already been done. But I posted on Facebook that I just watched it, and immediately I get a text from TM Pal. He goes, so is it as good as you thought it was? I go, dude, this is...
it was better, hey.
It was outstanding.
It was really good.
It was so good. It was, if you hadn't seen it, man, I'd suggest... Yeah, it's very, very good. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to spoil anything, but... Woo!
Didn't your post say something like, I'm not crying, you're crying?
I said, definitely not crying. You know, I wrote in all caps, God damn you, Gaga. Yeah, so bad. So bad. I don't want to bring it up anymore in the movie.
I put it down the paper when we were at home.
I don't want to upset anybody.
You're upsetting me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Just sort of
don't do it, Johnny. Don't do it. We got to get to the big stories, man.
Wish I could.
God damn you, Gaga. God damn you, Gaga.
I would have said goodbye.
Oh, man. So good. I can't do it.
Yeah, my wife was an absolute mess.
I can't do it.
How could you not be unless you're a heartless soul?
You know what's funny? My wife was a mess at the end of Infinity War, but I think it, yeah.
Wow.
You haven't seen it.
Yes, I have, actually.
You have?
Yeah. Kiss my ass.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
When everyone disintegrates, who cares?
Oh, my God! Spoiler alert!
Who cares? Come on. You should have seen it like 4 months ago.
Oh, really? Well, you want to cry?
Don't want to start another fire.
Don't want to start another
Damn you and your sweet, sweet heart. She was phenomenal. It's weird seeing her like...
normal?
Yeah, not all wearing a meat jacket and weird makeup, which I don't mind. Remember her HBO like live concert special probably 8-9 years ago? It was when she was doing the whole calling her fans the monsters
little
and all
monsters.
That.
Yeah.
And she came out. It was like... really like uber gay like feel to it, like all of her dancers
the
were
poker
really
face
flamboyant
The paparazzi thing where she was like shot at the end.
That whole album she did this live HBO concert event,
right?
I watched it probably 15-20 times. It was because she was so phenomenal completely live, and she did like I don't know 20 songs whatever, and she came out there and just crushed it. I was a fan at that point. I was like, God.
You were a little monster?
Yeah. I was like, she is so damn talented. And a lot of people don't know this chick went to Juilliard. Like, she's, like, classically trained. She plays, like, 15 instruments. She's, like, really, really good. And then she created this whole Gaga thing as a marketing thing. And it look where it's gotten her. And now that she's got this fame, now she can do movies and she can do all this stuff.
I saw her documentary. She had a documentary. I think it's called like 5'2" or something like that.
I watched half of it, fell asleep the other night.
Good. It's funny because now the most punk rock thing she can do is just be herself.
Yeah.
So she's kind of trying to distance herself from that image and just being, she like walked outside and was like meeting fans and she was just in jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh yeah. At one
most
point,
of the time she had
like a,
no eyebrows.
She's like, wearing like a leotard with sweatpants on, smoking a Black and Mild. I'm like, all right, this broad is a little crazy, but I love her. She's nuts.
You gotta be crazy though.
Well,
to be that artistic and you know, she's a creative genius.
We're all a little bit nutty now at the end of the day. But yeah, it was very good. I suggest and recommend that you watch that. If you like movies that are heartfelt and just really well made, and God damn,
they're so good.
They were both phenomenal. And look at the cast. By the way, there's a comedian tie-in that I wasn't aware of on this movie.
What do you mean?
There's several comedians in this movie.
There's Chappelle. I
told
know
you
that.
Who her dad is.
Her dad's Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, I know that much.
Hannibal Buress is in it for 3 seconds.
Who? Where?
In the studio scene when she's recording her first album, they pan over and he's just hanging out. He's just there. I'm like, well, there's Hannibal Buress.
Is he trying to ruin someone else's career?
Yeah, Chappelle, Hannibal Buress. I saw more than that. Oh, Eddie Griffin. Like, just, you know, I mean, not Eddie Griffin. Yeah, Eddie Griffin, the black guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Is he the Workaholics guy?
No, not that one. Am I getting the wrong Griffin? Why am I brain farting? Black guy. He was on
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was in it. Like, there was a lot of real fast cameos. I want to go back and watch it now because I guarantee you there's probably several comedians just sitting in the bar while they're singing.
Eddie Griffin.
Thank you. Ugh, idiot. Yeah, but he's in it.
I didn't know that.
I counted probably 6 comedians that I just saw pop into the movie. I'm like, all right. And they're giving him serious roles, which was dope. Like Chappelle playing like a regular dude. Like he didn't even crack hardly any jokes at all.
No.
It was incredible.
Small talk, yeah.
Like a family man. It was incredible. The whole thing was phenomenal.